Joined on the line this morning by wellness expert and also the editor-in-chief of SimpleMomsGuide.com. It's Tara Wellington here to talk a little bit about getting maybe a little more wellness into our life. Good morning, Tara. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's so nice to be here, Bruce.
Well, we're glad to have you on this morning talking a lot of the discussions that's happening for us and many people at this time. We get into August is sort of the back-to-school season and navigating these uncertain times and trying to figure things out. Maybe the uncertainty is what's kind of causing some of the anxiety. Give us some tips maybe that we can use to make a better start for the school year or get our kids ready in this situation.
Now I hear you on all that, you know, and healthy habits, you know, are certainly one of the top considerations for parents as we begin the school year. And I'm here on behalf of several companies that I'll talk about today. So one of the first tips is to get regular sleep, because this will help you to de-stress, to have energy for the day. Also, you want to set up regular exercise for you and your children, especially if your kids are not going to be getting that PE and recess at school. And then also be sure to keep up with simple oral health, like brushing and flossing. Now, kids might need a little bit of motivation with that. And so I love how one of the leading natural toothpaste companies, Tom's of Maine, has a great tasting kids toothpaste called Silly Strawberry. And it makes brushing really fun with a delicious real fruit-based flavor that kids love, and it's made with 100% naturally derived ingredients. And what is really cool about this is the tube is recyclable. This is a huge plus. And it's available in fluoride and fluoride-free with no artificial flavors, colors, or preservatives.
Just one of those things to keep kids to, hopefully they have enough time to do that. Getting into a routine, I guess that's also part of it that makes it easy to get through things like this. Anything else you can share with us today?
Yeah, I'm all for the routines, especially during these times when we're not sure about what's going to happen. So let's talk a little bit about nutrition. Now, we've been at home a lot more, so maybe we are eating a lot of snacks. And one of the things that we've done in my household is make sure that the snacks that we have on hand, like seasonal fruits and vegetables, that they have higher nutritional value. And so for toddlers, though, sometimes it can be a situation where they're really picky about what they're eating. So the first 3 years are really crucial in a child's life. And poor nutrition could have lasting effects, especially if your little one isn't getting enough vitamins and nutrients like iron and DHA for brain development and vitamin D for bone growth. In fact, studies have found that children who were iron insufficient during their first year exhibited cognitive and socio-emotional developmental impairments by the age of 5. So one thing you can do for toddlers ages 1 to 3 is close that nutritional gap with something like InfoGrow. And what this is a toddler nutrition drink, and it provides the brain-building DHA, iron, vitamins, and prebiotics that your child needs. And it supports growth with as much iron as 2 glasses of milk. It's really easy, and it helps parents with their peace of mind. Now, would you like one more tip on all that screen time that everybody's getting?
Yeah, we need something to deal with that, too. Talk about the effects that can have and what we need to worry about.
Yeah, everyone is using Zoom and all these appointments. And if you have online school, that's even more. So the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry says that while screen time has increased at home due to COVID, parents should still try to encourage non-screen activities whenever possible. So give them some household chores, traditional book reading, also getting outdoors. Now, for that screen time, you can protect your children's eyes with blue light blocking glasses, because studies have shown that the blue light which comes from our screens can give us headaches, a dry eye, interrupt our sleep, blur vision. So Zenni has some great solutions for you. They have over 300 styles of children's affordable glasses with frames starting at $6.95, even for toddlers. And this includes the blue light blocking glasses called Blocks, which can be added to any lens to help absorb blue light. And their Tri-Vex feature, and this makes the glasses impact resistant, which is really great for active kids when they're out running around.
It sounds fascinating. If people want to find out more about some of the things, products you talked about as well, or get some good advice, where's a good place to check some things out?
I can go to SimpleMomsGuide.com, and I also have some tips there on what you can do for a school garden at home if your child's school is not going to be doing that this fall.
Sounds great. Tara Wellington, editor-in-chief of SimpleMomsGuide.com. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.